Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Nelson, and she is the Director of Public Relations at the Cass County Health Systems. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, LaVon. Nice to see you.
And, there's some exciting things happening here at our health services. And, I got an email the other day that said, you're invited to this kind of lunch and learn program. And going, oh, really? So let's talk about the one that's coming right up tomorrow.
First of all, I'm glad to hear you're on our email list. We're kind of building that for the first time, and so we're happy to add people to it so they can get information directly, as well as, of course, we publicize other places. Yeah. But tomorrow is our third series in our Healthy You, and tomorrow we are very happy to have Dr. Roger Drown, our podiatrist, will be speaking on foot care, kind of educating people what it is, a podiatrist, or some people also refer to them as a foot and ankle surgeon, mm-hmm. What a podiatrist does, the care he can provide, the things that might make you think, I need to go see a podiatrist.
Yeah, sometimes it's back problems or problems elsewhere, and my goodness, it's really connected to our feet.
The children's song is true. We're all connected head to toe. And Dr. Drown is a very interesting man. I think I've heard him give this presentation a couple times to the Rotary Club and to our board recently. And I think people will really enjoy meeting him and getting to know him. He has a very interesting background. Actually, he had a career in law enforcement before leaving that to become a podiatrist. I can speak personally because he helped me with my plantar fasciitis last year, and my feet are much happier as a result of our interactions. And he'll just give a nice overview of, again, common foot issues, things we can do preventively to perhaps not develop those issues or not develop them as severely, when you do need to go see a podiatrist, and some simple things that you can do to really make yourself much, much more comfortable. You know, if your feet hurt, it's not going to be a great day. It just affects everything.
It absolutely does. It's very difficult to work when your feet hurt. Now, so Sarah, this is free. Where is it and what time?
Thank you for pointing out it's free. All of our Healthy Use are held in Conference Room 2 here at the hospital. So it's best for people to just come in the main entrance, use our parking lot A. When we did our new signage last year, we put giant, like Disney World, signs in our parking lots so we could help give people better directions where best to come in and find things. So parking lot A, you come in that main entrance, walk all the way down the atrium, and kind of bear to your right, and you'll see the long hallway then where you can come down and go to Conference Room 2. It's right across from Diagnostic Imaging, if a lot of people know where that is. It is at noon, and it's just 1 hour. Some of our programs go a little less, just depending on how many questions there are, and often the speakers are able to stay a little longer if there are more questions. We always provide a healthy sack lunch for people to enjoy during the program, and again, it's free of charge. And, you know, we just really welcome this opportunity to help people address those common questions and concerns. And also, I'm very proud to showcase the medical expertise that we do have right here at Cass County Health System. And I think sometimes people are surprised, if they've been healthy and haven't had to use us, at the breadth of services that we do provide right here.
And getting a little face-to-face time with somebody. I mean, if somebody's been thinking, I should go do this, and I don't know about this. And when they meet somebody, I think it's just a much more comfortable situation to make that appointment.
Yes, I think you're exactly right. And Dr. Drown now is with us full time. When he started coming here about 2 years ago, I believe, a little more, he actually was a visiting specialist, and he had his full-time clinic was in East Des Moines. And after coming here for about a year and a half, he said, I love the patients here, I love the staff here, I love coming to work here, and he made this his full-time practice. So we were, of course, thrilled because he's just, as I said, a great guy and a wonderful physician. So he's very, accessible. Easy to get into. He sees patients 3 days a week, and that will be expanding. And I just think people will really enjoy meeting him, as you said, kind of getting to know him, and they'll be very comfortable going to him when they have those podiatric issues.
Yeah, very good. So, and it just helps us, as you say, get acquainted with all the services. And, his making that decision says to me, that's a real plus for our health systems also, and for the community to have somebody say, I want to be there full time. So plus to everybody. Okay, now, this is just one of a series. You've had several. Let's kind of just talk about the Healthy You program in general.
Well, the concept, as I said, is just to, it's our responsibility to care for our community. And that doesn't just mean addressing illness. That means education and helping people prevent illness. And so we just look for opportunities to get out in the communities. We try to be a good community partner in many ways, going to the schools and starting, you know, with children and helping them learn about their health. And this is just another way to reach out to our community. It will be a monthly series, and if it goes well this year, I'm sure we'll continue it. And so far, it's been going very well. And it will always be the last Thursday of the month at noon. It's always free. There's always that healthy sack lunch provided so people can be comfortable eating during the program. You know, we wanted to make it easy, even for working people, to slip in on their lunch hour and just be able to get some information that's going to be helpful to them and their family.
So then they can be on to their way to the next thing in their lives. And as I said, you said that you've had several, and there are going to just continue. Let's talk just a little bit about, you know, what's happened in the past few months. Where did you start? Who have people heard from?
Well, we started in February. So, of course, the logical thing to start with in February is heart health. And we had Dr. Aaron Fromm, who is one of our visiting specialists, give a presentation about preventive cardiology. It was very, very well received. And then in March, we had two of our own full-time hospital staff, Tammy Beierlein, who's been a nurse here for years, but then went on and became a nurse practitioner. So now currently she's a nurse practitioner at Atlantic Medical Center. She and Emily Kringle, our registered dietitian, who doesn't know Emily, she's been here forever and does a great job. So together they presented a program on metabolic syndrome, which you hear a lot in the news and the media everywhere recently. And metabolic syndrome is really just a grouping of conditions that if you have them, it's an indicator of a lot of other health complications that you're at much higher risk for. So if we can control metabolic syndrome, we can control a lot of health issues in our life. So they did a great job explaining that to people, much better than I just did. So those are the two we've had. We have scheduled for May 28th, Dr. Angie Wepler, one of our family medicine physicians at Atlantic Medical Center. She's going to be giving a pediatric program. You know, people sometimes forget the breadth of training that family medicine physicians have and that they are specialists. Sometimes they'll say, I'm going to go see a specialist. Well, family medicine is a specialty. They finish medical school and go to a specialized residency program just like other physicians do, just like an orthopedist does or a general surgeon does, but their specialty is family medicine. So they learn the full scope from the very young to the very elderly, including prenatal care and delivery of babies. So we're going to have Dr. Wepler talk about pediatric care. You know, people are very interested in that in this community, and just talk about some of the common questions that parents come in asking, particularly new parents, cover some immunization information. You know, when does your child need to go to the doctor? When does your child need to go to the emergency room? And just a broad scope of pediatric care that's available right here at Cass County Health System.
And, of course, immunization has been in the news and really raises some concerns. So this will be, if people have those, good time to ask those questions. What age does pediatric care cover or include, I should say? I mean, if she were asked, be able to talk about prenatal health. But I'm thinking it's maybe a little older than that, up to teenagers?
I think pediatrics does include up until about that 18 your age span, and I'm sure in those upper teens, it's also partly some personal preference, and that's one joy of going to a family medicine physician, is you don't have to worry about a line of demarcation or a cutoff age, when can I go here, because they take care of people from newborn until they die. Yeah. And so it doesn't really matter. They will change the care for the patient in keeping with the patient's needs. You know, anybody who's been around kids know they mature at different rates. They develop at different rates, and their needs are going to change at different ages for different kids. And like I say, that's one joy of a family medicine physician. You're in the right place, whether they're 12 or 14 or 25 or 50 or 75. They're trained to cover that breadth.
All right. And I just want to mention, or have you mentioned again, time and place for tomorrow's session.
Tomorrow, again, will be Dr. Roger Drown, podiatrist, speaking about foot health, prevention, and care. It will be at noon, April 30th, in Conference Room 2 here at the hospital, just Park and Parking Lot A. Come in that main entrance, and it really is very easy to find. And if you need any help, ask any of us. We'll be happy to take you right down there.
That's very true. Just ask, and people will not only do they tell you, often they say, "I'll just take you there."
We certainly try to do that. It is helpful if people would like to give us a quick call just so we can plan for lunch. And the reservation number is 243-7479. But if you don't get a chance to call, please come ahead. We'd love to have you, and we always pack a few extra lunches for those people.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah Nelson, who is Public Relations Director for Cass County Health Systems. Until next time, here's a thought. Bring joy, leave kindness.